So today I'm going to do Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. And Lewis Carroll is a controversial figure because he took some nude photos of children. And these photos are on display in the British Museum. Which is just some controversy about Lewis Carroll. He was a professional logician, like a very, very well-renowned logician. Some of his work is still being taught in colleges today. So this is important to know because Lewis Carroll, being a logician, when he wrote Alice in Wonderland, wanted to write the book, I believe, with a logical fallacy or something illogical in every single line. So when you read Alice in Wonderland, there's this kind of feeling I get. It's not unlike the feeling I get today, like being around the current society. I get this sort of weird feeling that sort of nothing makes sense, and I get that same feeling in the book too. The same feeling in the book of nothing making sense is very similar to the feeling I get now in today's culture with these gender ideology and stuff like that. So Alice in Wonderland is a very interesting book. I have a friend who told me that it's about the time period in England, which I'm not so sure because I don't really think that Alice in Wonderland was necessarily made to be a political commentary. Some of Lewis Carroll's work, definitely, he has this not so well known, not Through the Looking Glass, but another book he wrote that could possibly be a commentary on the time he lived in England. But I think Lewis Carroll was more or less trying to make stories for children. When he was a young man, he used to tell children stories, and he really got a thrill out of it. Like, I see Alice in Wonderland as a sort of encapsulation of the childlike wonder of just telling a story, and it just goes anywhere it possibly can think, without any rules or limitations. And again, let's leave Lewis Carroll's weird history aside. I don't know. I don't care to know that. But Alice in Wonderland is a very good book. And the reason why Alice in Wonderland is a very good book is because it does kind of encapsulate a sort of dystopian atmosphere. And if you've ever watched a Disney movie, it's very similar. Not the one with Johnny Depp, but the original Alice in Wonderland. Very similar indeed, as most adaptations of movies are very similar to the books. But the books has something in it that I don't think the movies have. And this is this immersion into this sort of culture. And one of the interesting things about Alice in Wonderland, which there are scenes that diverge away from the movie, like for instance the beginning when she's talking to a bunch of little animals, and she makes a logical statement. And this logical statement gets construed as a faux pas or an offensive comment, which is very interesting because as soon as Alice ever injects any sort of logic into the story, it's taken as an affront. Anytime a logical statement gets made, and it's always by Alice, there is a sort of like offense being made by the people, because like the culture created in Alice in Wonderland, the book, it's a culture of illogic. So everything in the culture is illogical. And whenever there's the affront of logic into the story, it's interpreted as an offense. Now, again, I don't think this is a political commentary, at least not Alice in Wonderland, because I think the point Lewis was trying to create was simply a story of the postmodern kind, of simply a nonsense poem. Lewis Carroll was very famous for nonsense poetry, and the whole entire book of Alice in Wonderland is simply nonsense. It's very, very nice to read too. It's sort of in its nonsense, it's very cathartic for how I feel today in modern culture. It's a very cathartic sort of feeling. And one of the interesting things about the book is that when the queen says off with their heads, the queen sentences everybody to death, and the king's just like, nope. Again, that's completing the cycle of a logic. Whereas the Alice in Wonderland in the Disney movie, it sort of injects that logic that the queen is oppressive in the book. However, it doesn't do that. It's because I think, again, the book is meant to simply be illogical on every front. You have tyranny, well then it's kind of checked and balanced with this sort of, oh, you know, nothing actually gets killed. Because it's one of those statements in the last of the book, no one actually loses their heads. Because it's all illogical. It's all illogical. And I find that, again, very interesting. Because, like, let's just get into the political commentary of Alice in Wonderland. I don't believe it's a political commentary. Again, some of his other works, possibly, I think the one is perhaps a political commentary, though don't ask me what it's called. But Through the Looking Glass, I have not read yet. I've only read Alice in Wonderland, and it seems to be a nonsense story. And it seems to be very cathartic with how it makes me feel and relate to modern day culture. And that's really all that can be said about it. The plot is very simple. Alice goes down a rabbit hole and she encounters this world of Wonderland, which is just everything is illogical. Everything's upside down. And she wakes up. Now, I'm not a psychoanalytic thinker. I'm not somebody who does a lot of, like, I'm not like Jordan Peterson, for instance, who will implement meaning where it's not supposed to be. Like, I won't take this and do weird psychobabble. And this is why I would like to highlight this about my analyses, is that I only stick to what's actually in the text. I only stick to what's in the text. And in the text of Alice in Wonderland, there just is not any sort of reason to believe it's political. Although it does have this sort of effect on the reader where they feel like they're in this dystopian world where nothing makes sense. But you can kind of see to a child's mind, it's just a silly story where things make no sense, because that's the point of a child's story, is for the story to make no sense. And that's really one of the things I think is important to understand about Alice in Wonderland, because I've made a lot of references to it in my other analyses, because it's something that's a recurring theme, is when I encounter nonsense poetry, like for instance Ezra Pound's Cantos, or I encounter certain themes in works like, for instance, Mother Elderberry and Hans Christian Andersen. It is along this line of nonsense poetry. And it's important that we understand that when we encounter something that is actually nonsense, it's okay to understand it's nonsense. It's there in the poem. You can understand that this really doesn't have a meaning. And it's something in the text gives you that directive to understand it. And now Lewis Carroll, being a famous logician and mathematician, I'm sure people have interpolated lots of different, or maybe even interpreted lots of different mathematical concepts in his stories, which is true. I've seen people do analyses of Alice in Wonderland and find all sorts of interesting logical things in there, and logical fallacies, and lots of mathematics and references to math and geometry, which I mean, as much as I love math and geometry, I'm not the guy to talk to about that, because I don't really know a lot about that stuff. It's like interesting to me, but to that level of depth, I can't really give you that kind of analysis, and someone else could. But I think linguistically speaking, Alice in Wonderland is proper nonsense. And the fact that I think that when I read it, it seems like every statement is meant to be logically fallacious, whether as a formal fallacy or some sort of illogical consequence and antecedent where nothing is meant to be true. But in that is sort of this weird, and I keep bringing this up, but it's the only way I can explain it, is this kind of weird, cathartic sort of feeling of how the culture is today. And I don't think it was written with that intention, but it does sort of come through that that is the intent that the story makes. And again, I don't think Alice in Wonderland is political. I can safely say it is proper nonsense, but in that proper nonsense, there is a sort of appeal to our modern falsehoods that sort of make the world today seem a little bit like Wonderland.